before I even read the scripture, let me just start with this. And Peter says in his second epistle, he said, in the last days, there are going to come scoffers walking after their own lusts. Now, and they're going to say, where is the promise of his coming? In other words, these people are not outside of at least a marginal understanding of Scripture. They do know about Christ, and they do know about the promise of his return. Now, tragically, I think what Peter is speaking about is found in the house of God, or at least the house that claims to be the house of God. And he says that in the last days there's going to be a whole contingency of people who are walking according to their own lusts. Their whole seeking of God is a lust-based seeking. Lusting for fame, lusting for comfort, lusting for recognition among men. As Jesus said to the Pharisees, they want the finest seats, they want to be called teacher, among, they want reputation among the people, etc., etc. So the whole pursuit is a lustful pursuit of God. And they're going to not see his coming. That's really what Peter infers. That there's going to be a trumpet call in the last days. And they're going to be scoffed this trumpet call and say, where is the promise of his coming? Come on, folks, they're going to say it's been like this for over 2,000 years. We've heard this before. And they can point even historically. There were voices raised throughout the various centuries that talked about the coming of the Lord. And they'll go right back even to the Apostle Paul, who lived and breathed as if Christ was coming any moment. Rightly so. And think about it for a moment. If Paul felt that way, how much more should you and I feel that way in our generation? And they're going to say, where is the promise of his coming? But Paul says to the Thessalonian church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief.